Welcome back to our office again.
We're sorry to call you in on such short notice, but it's important we speak to you.
Please, take a seat.
This is nothing personal against you at all, but I think the numbers speak for themselves.
Long story short, you're not cutting it, kid.
Your sales have gone down astronomically the past 30 days. You're usually at the top of the pyramid. Is something bothering you?
Identity issues? How so, if I may ask?
I understand it's not work-related, but we've been working together for years. At least I don't have any trouble with discussing personal conflict with you. I truly do care about the company, but I also truly care about you.
You keep this business alive. You upsell like nobody else in this place. We'd be down hundreds of thousands if we lost you. So tell us, what sort of personal identity issues are you having?
Sexual identity? Like...
sexual orientation?
Huh. I understand. You're about that age when adulting starts becoming serious.
Relationships can be stressful, and I completely understand how that may affect your work.
So, you're just unaware of which gender you lean toward? Is that it? You're a very pretty girl. Just no man or woman. I'm sure you could pull anyone you want.
You know, it doesn't always have to be a choice. Have you considered being with more than one? Perhaps some experience with a couple could help you come to a conclusion. For example, maybe you find two people that you feel close and comfortable with. Ask them how they feel and take it from there.
Who do you feel most secure with nowadays? Anyone special in your life? I'm happy you could feel so comfortable around us too. We want to take care of our employees and make them feel safe. It's just, I'm not sure how a professional it would be.
I'm not opposed to such a task. I would go above and beyond to help my head of sales. And as I said earlier, you hold this place together. Anything it takes to get you back on your feet.
I suppose that's a good point.
You're interested then? May I be blunt? I've wanted to ruin you since the day you came in for an interview.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel the same way, though I know it's inappropriate.
You're just very, very attractive.
Wow, I'm surprised. I didn't know we both had taken a liking to you. I tried to keep things professional.
I want to clarify. I am by no means taking advantage of my position. This is strictly to help you, and it's outside of work. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, of course. We'd never want to do that. Are you 100% comfortable, sweetheart? Oh, it's 5:00. Everyone should be leaving right about now. But if you're not busy, perhaps we could test this out.
Could be fun. What do you say then? So, you have no clue which one you prefer?
I'd be surprised if it wasn't woman. A girl knows a girl's body.
I think a man makes more sense. Look at her. She's so small and timid. She needs a strong man to help her out of her shell. And maybe take advantage.
Women can take advantage too. And who doesn't want a dommy mommy?
Okay. I can definitely see the appeal.
But there's no need to choose. Like you said, nothing's wrong with liking both, right?
No, nothing at all. That makes it more fun.
May I? Your lips are so soft, but are they as soft as this neck?
Look at those gorgeous eyes. It's no wonder I can't take my eyes off you while you fucking work. And look at those little whines you're letting out. Fuck. Let me help you quiet down.
Are you a virgin?
Oh, how fun.
I've got a fun idea that I'll let you experience man and woman at the same time.
I think I know exactly what you're thinking, and I love it. So, you're such a good girl during work, following all your boss's orders. How about right now? Take your undies off, but keep the skirt and top. It's cute.
Oh, so you are a good girl. Great to know. You can listen in bed and at work.
Why do you look so flustered? You're beautiful. You've got such a pretty little face. You did your makeup so well today. I can't wait to fucking ruin it.
Oh, I think she really liked that one, boss. Look at her eyes light up. Aren't you secretly a slut? That's okay. I am too. He knows it.
I do.
Sit with your legs spread, baby girl. Oh. Sorry, I know the tile floor is cold, but it'll be worth it. I promise.
Oh. You have such a pretty pussy.
So you've never, ever been with a woman before at all? No. You're going to really love this then.
Look at me, gorgeous. What are you all shy for? You know, you've got the most pretty little lips ever. But you're much too noisy. Why don't we wrap those slutty little lips around my cock to shut you up? Yeah. Doesn't that sound nice? A mouthful of dick while she eats you out? Sounds like heaven for you, whore. Fuck. Oh, princess, you are so good at this. Fuck, babe, this feels so good. Shit. Is this how you've been winning over those clients? Yeah. That's right, use your tongue.
Pussy is so yummy, baby. With the way you're twitching, it's feeling like you're gonna come. What's that? Alright. I can't hear you. You've got cock in your mouth.
You can't even talk because you're just a pretty, stupid slut. Aren't you? God, I'm getting close just from looking at her.
How perfect. Why don't you two come together? She can get all nice and filled up.
Perfect. That's what you want, right, princess? You want to take all my hot fucking cum down that pretty little throat of yours? Fuck, your throat is so tight. Fuck, I can't hold it anymore.
I don't think she can either. Come on, princess. Let it out.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Who's a good fucking girl, huh? Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, you did so well, beautiful. Did you like your experience?
Well, I certainly had fun. But that comes back to the question. Which of us did you prefer?
Man or woman?